Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
The show. My guest tonight is a woman so famous, she needs only one name. Please welcome Oprah Winfrey. So,
Happy New Year to you. And I was saying to your team, it's usually hard to get a guest on, like, tonight.
This is the first night back.
So I booked myself a couple of months ago. I just called and said...
You are the best.
Yeah, I wanted to make it easier for you.
Thank you. Are these new? Are these glasses new?
Well, for years I wore contact lenses, and then I got an eye infection, and I started wearing glasses for it to clear up. Mm-hmm. And then after it cleared up, I just kept wearing the glasses.
They look fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
These are real.
Can I try those?
Oh. You will not be able to see. You'll see how blind I am. Oh, let's see what it looks like. Oh. I bet... See...
I have no idea who you are.
Because I really can't
you
see.
You really can't see.
I know. These are just like you're playing with this. What is this? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Lord.
I really can't see.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's real.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No one ever accused you of lying.
Okay. Good.
Do you have New Year's resolutions? Because mine was to have you on, and I'm holding it so far. Do you have New Year's resolutions?
Well, I stopped doing it. You know why? Because I used to have these, like, really high goals for myself. Like, I remember, like, in 99 or something, and going into 2000, I want courage. I want more courage in the year. Or I want more passion or more... You know, when you ask for courage, you get a whole lot of other stuff that's not...
Oh, you get a lot of things you need to be courageous about.
You need to get... And so I said, I'm not asking for that no more. I don't want courage. And if you ask...
Give me the strength to say, stay on the couch and watch TV, Lord.
That's right. And if you ask for love, you get the opposite, because you have to show how you can love people in spite of their, you know, failings.
Blowing my mind right now.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
So I just am just like, chill, whatever you want, God. I'm okay with it. You know? Yeah.
I'll try that.
I'm okay.
Now, you had the First Lady's exit interview.
Yes.
Right before Christmas. You had the last interview.
Did you see any of it? Wasn't...
I did.
Did not. It's okay.
Did not. I did not. I'm sorry.
I was busy
with being with my family.
As you should have been.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, a lot of people with their families, and they watch that special on CBS. Actually tweeted, Oprah, we're here with our family. We're watching. But I understand. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to save it.
Okay.
I'm saving it for when I'm good enough to deserve it.
It was fun, though, but also a little, you know, it was a little bittersweet. Because I had done a similar interview for the magazine in 2008 when the girls were just like baby children.
Yeah.
And baby children, and you know, the thing that I'm going to miss the most, I actually said this, if you had seen the interview, we'd have heard me say this to her. That
you're making me regret being honest, you realize.
No, I appreciate it.
You're encouraging lying.
You know what I really appreciate is that you didn't say, oh yeah, I saw it. I'm not kidding, I really appreciate that.
Oh, good.
So, you didn't DVR it either, you didn't? Okay. It's okay. So the thing.
Oh, Oprah, I'm so glad you're here.
But the thing that I'd said to her that I'm really gonna miss is just the presence there. I mean, I know you get a Christmas card, right, from them every year. You do.
I got a Christmas card, yes.
You do?
I got a Christmas card.
Okay,
very
so
lovely.
Over the years, you get the Christmas card, and the girls have grown up. And this year's Christmas card was like the whole family, and the girls are all grown.
They're in beautiful gowns.
Beautiful lovely, gowns, yeah. And they're all sitting there. And for me, you know, African-American woman, African-American woman, being able to see that reflection of myself mm-hmm. through the girls and through her, just their presence there, I'm going to miss that. But it has meant so much to me.
Yeah, extraordinary.
As I said to her, the kind of, the way she's handled all of it, mm-hmm. you know, the critics from the beginning, the way she's handled all
everybody
of
likes
it.
Her.
Yeah.
On both sides of the aisle.
Now everybody likes her, but they didn't start out that way.
Yeah.
They did not start out that way.
Well, yeah. That's, I mean, that shows great strength of character.
That's
right. Do you think there's any chance she'll run for office?
Never!
Really?
Never. No, I do not.
Is there any other charismatic African-American woman that both sides of the political aisle really love?
No, it's not my thing.
But people do, both sides of the aisle love you, and the proof is that while all other magazines are dying, you're still going strong. O Magazine right here.
Thanks.
Look at that. Can I ask you about this?
What?
Can I ask you about this this lion right here? What? How do you bring yourself to lie next to a lion like
you
that?
You don't.
You don't?
No, you don't. The lion was shot before I got there.
Uh-huh.
And the lion, it was in a cage with the photographer, and then they put a guy in a lion suit.
Wait, there's a guy in a...
Then they put a guy in a lion suit next to me as they have placed the original lion, and then I lay up against the guy in the lion suit. Because I ain't crazy. I'm not, like, doing that.
No. Well, I'm glad...
Okay, you know...
I'm glad you were honest.
But I just...
I would hate to think you would lie to me about that. Yeah.
But I did. But this is my year of adventure, so I did just come from... You don't have the January cover?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. I have TiVo'd.
Okay, I was just... No, I was just... I was at the Grand Canyon, and that really is me at the Grand Canyon. I mean, I am going around different places, and so that's what I'm going to do this year.
Wow. Can you teach me how to do this? Your smiles are always so great. And when I go to smile, okay, somebody says smile, I always look like I'm in a rictus of
fear. Okay, you know the secret?
No, what is the secret?
The secret is.
Everybody do this,
okay,
whatever she
everybody
says.
Do this. The secret is, when you're getting ready to smile and you're taking a picture, particularly in a group, everybody says cheese, right?
Right.
Not good. Cheese is cheese. You want to say, yay! Yay! Everybody, okay, one,
yay.
Two, three. Yay! Look at how good you
look! Love!
Yay!
Well, we got to take a little break here, but we'll be right back to talk about your new book. Stick around, ladies
Thanks.
And gentlemen.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Oprah
so
Winfrey.
Good.
They're an amazing band.
Yes,
they're incredible.
They're an amazing band. And I didn't know that there was a Christmas album until today.
What?
Yes.
Oh, it's fantastic. Christmas with John Batiste.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Tearing up the charts. Tearing up the charts.
Yes.
Incredible. You got to get it. Even though the holiday's over,
next
it'll
year.
Keep Christmas.
Yeah,
no.
Next year.
No, no. It'll keep Christmas in your heart every day of the year. Go get it. Go get it. Now, speaking of pushing product, you have got a new book here called Food, Health, and Happiness. Food, Health, and Happiness with Oprah Winfrey. That's you. Now, how do you, like, you do so many things. How do you pick, like, which projects you're going to do? Like,
well, so I started Weight Watchers. I've lost 42.5 pounds. And
wow.
And everybody who came to my house was saying things like, oh, gosh, I thought you were on Weight Watchers. You're eating tacos? I can't believe you're eating truffles and you're eating stuffed tortellini, which is what...
That's how your friends talk?
Yes,
they
do.
You gotta get new friends.
Okay,
new friends.
So everybody was talking about all the food that we have in the house. And I was saying, you can eat anything you want on Weight Watchers. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. So it's the first time everybody who's watched me over the years knows that I've had a few struggles with food. And it's the first time I've actually felt that I've gotten it under control, that this is a life-sustaining program.
Is this a diet book?
It's not a diet book. What I did was, because Weight Watchers counts points, not calories. Mm-hmm.
How do you win? How do you win points?
You win.
Is it low score or high score?
I play my points. I have 30 points a day. Every food has a point. And I play it like a game. That's exactly how I do it.
Really?
And at the end of the day, I try to, like tonight, I didn't eat a whole lot, although you did have bread for me in the green room. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So that's like I ate 4 points of bread. I had an egg. So I'm going into the night with 21 points for dinner. You know?
Oh, so you put 21? So bring me the fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah, I could do that and a couple glasses of wine if I wanted to tonight. Wow. I could. So that's the way I play the game. But this is not a diet book. It's a book about my journey with food. It's really a food memoir.
Really?
It is.
A memoir.
What
are some of your happiest memories of food? Like childhood memories of food.
Okay, good. Like right here on the beginning first page where I talk about... right here where I'm telling...
Okay. Want to ask me if I've read this?
I'm not. I know better than to do that. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's at my farm. That's all my...
That's your farm?
That's my farm.
Are you a farmer?
I'm a farmer, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to show you. Yep. It's coming up right here. Mm-hmm. Childhood memories.
Oh, look at you.
Favorite memory.
Come
that's
me. Shot of that. Look at
that. Yeah. So you know one of my favorite memories? I tell you.
It's a good look.
Okay. Do you remember Lassie? Are you old enough for Lassie?
Yeah, I remember Lassie,
okay.
Yeah.
And so at the end of Lassie, there was a Campbell's soup commercial. Remember?
Nope.
Where his mom would always say, Timmy, come here. Right. And she would serve him. It was product placement, but I didn't know that at the time. I actually thought that, oh, gosh, little white boys get soup from their moms. You know? I really did. And I thought, gee, if my mom could only serve me soup, that would mean I associated that soup as a love thing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's lovely. Speaking of love and food, the last time you were here... we were talking about a beautiful series on religions.
Yeah,
world
I believe,
religions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the last thing you were talking about was God, and this one is about food.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus said, man cannot live on bread alone.
Yeah, but if he can, it's make it good. Make it 7 grain, I say.
Exactly. How many?
Go ahead. I don't know where
you're going. No, no, no. I'm not entirely sure where I'm going there, but when I think of God and food, I think of bread, you know, the bread of life and all that kind of thing. How many points would you give Jesus? Because he's got those washboard abs. He looks fantastic.
Well,
what do you think he was eating?
I think he was eating a lot of grains and some fish. Apparently, 5 loaves and some fish. He was doing
well
with that.
That's nice.
But, the whole point is based upon how big you are, how tall you are, and what your weight is. So you would probably get more points than I would because you're taller than I am. So depending on your weight and size, you get more points. I get 30. I know some people get 40, 42, 45 points a day, depending on where you are in the program. But it has worked for me, and it's not a diet, and I've not sacrificed one day of losing 42.5 pounds. That's what I want you to
know. One of the questions you have in here... One of the chapters, it says, chapter 2, what are you really hungry for?
Mm.
Oprah?
That's You did that very well.
What are you really hungry for?
I really am not hungry for anything right now, because my favorite word, as I say at the end of this, is I've come to a point where, you know, I've achieved a lot of things and done a lot of things and have a lot of stuff. And I talk to a lot of people who also have achieved a lot of things, done a lot of things, but they're not content with it. So my favorite word right now is contentment. I am so content with just the simplest things. You know, actually, the picture that best describes me, I think, is there a picture in the back of this book that if you want to say, who am I really in my most private moments that I'm not even Instagramming, that's who I am.
Wow.
That's who I am. You see that? That's my dog, Luke, and my dog, Layla. That's the real me.
Right there.
And I'm eating an apple, and he's trying to get it. Yep. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, this is when I decided to write this book a while back. I took a long look at myself in a full-length mirror.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Were you wearing any clothes at the time?
I was not.
You weren't?
I was not. Wow. I just happened to... I got out of the shower.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just asking.
Okay.
It's perfectly natural.
Yeah, and I passed perfectly a mirror, natural. And I took a look in the mirror, and I'd always been so critical of everything, you know, over the years. Like, oh, my thighs, I can't believe it, my shoulder, my arms. And I just stood there, and I thought, wow, I've been able to live this long. I know so many people who didn't make it to this number. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to appreciate who I am and where I am, and this body as I have it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, one of the things... You are an appreciator, and you can be content with a lot of things.
Yes.
And
are you?
I actually am. Yeah, I'm pretty content. You know, I mostly pick my own liver about my own behavior, about how I treat people. I could be a better friend to John Batiste, clearly. But I'm pretty content. I'm pretty content. But you can make anything, any situation, sound like something you should be content about. You can make things sound really, really nice, even if they're, you know, probably not even if they're that great. Of the
you
situation.
Know
you're very positive about...
Are you talking about the whole...
Oh, yeah, like, you know, you're going to lose weight.
Yes. Well, you know, You know how that started?
No, how did that start?
Okay, so John Travolta was on my show many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I was interested, and I just love John Travolta.
Great guy, yeah.
Isn't he a great guy? Yeah. He just has a joy to be. There's just something about John Travolta.
Yeah.
And I just... And I said... Coming up next, John Travolta. And it just sounded so good. I was just so happy to be talking to John Travolta.
Well, I've got a challenge for you. Up for a challenge?
Sure.
Okay. Well, what we've done is we've come up with some things that are nearly impossible to be excited about.
Okay.
Some statements, some sentences that you cannot be said in an exciting way, but we believe that you have the power to make even these sentences sound exciting.
Yeah.
And if you would mind, I'd like to do it with you. Show me how to do it, and I'll try to do it with you. We'll do it together. All right? Shall we?
Okay, what are they?
This is Oprah helps Stephen make anything exciting.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
This is you right here.
This
all right?
is me. Right
this
there.
Is right there.
Okay.
This is the first thing. Even Oprah can make this sound exciting.
Your flight has been canceled.
Nice. That's nice.
Okay, you go.
Let me try it. Let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
The lasting effects of climate change are irreversible.
Oh, this is bad. This is not good.
You can make it sound good.
Okay. The tests are back. You have chlamydia.
And you have chlamydia. And you have chlamydia. And you have chlamydia. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.